Hi, this is Katie, and this is the Money Matrix Club. And what we are actually on call number two in November. And there's a number of things that came up last time, and I'm going to just check if we actually, one of the persons who was here last time isn't here to check whether she has more stuff to do with it. But there was the fear to get more money, that you can't use it responsibly, and the powerless to have more money, which Loretta brought up, and you're here, Loretta. So we might want to go into that more. And I noticed last week that I was, and it's still, you know, I have to be truthful. It's still with me a certain extent. And it's like the thing is, one can't repeat success. I can't, you know, with this club, somehow, you know, while I did the money marathon well, and I felt it went really deep and I was so happy, there was this thing I operating last time in my, you know, when I was doing it, where I was feeling, oh my goodness, I don't know, can I sustain this? And then I've been talking to other people in the group who also felt like, can I sustain, or can I repeat success? Or, you know, so that's, and I've noticed it, like working with one client, we got her, you know, working at one point from, you know, $15 an hour to getting some clients who were $6,000 for a 6-week thing. But repeating that was a process of clearing up other things, because you can do it once, but if you've got something in your head that it won't work again, then that comes into play. So maybe if other people feel those are points that would be interesting, I would love to do that too. I also had something which, well, we'll see what we can do. We also have the Cinderella and how much she deserves, you know. So, but let's just see, because we've got about 3/4 of an hour, and we'll see where we can go this time. And I wanted to say, in case you hadn't noticed, and I'll send out more information. I know I sent it out to my mailing list, and I've explained it to people in the club a bit. But Michelle Talker, who's my mentor and friend and inspirer, has a great source of inspiration. We'll be on the Creativity Cafe this week, this coming week on Wednesday. And I hope all of you can come to it, or at least listen to the recording, because we will be going deeply into the Cinderella stories and how you go into these stories to get the maximum out. And she's just a fascinating person. I originally met her when I was working on, I was working on a story which later became a play, which was called The Sorrow Keeper, and I needed to go further with the story, and it was a mythic story, and I'd worked in journalism, but I'd never worked with story, really, and she was amazing, and I just go to every workshop I can of hers when I'm in Toronto. So I think you'll find that call really magical. And she is very deep, and so I think I've actually done a lot of or listened to a lot and read a lot about archetypes and Jung and all that. And to tell you the truth, it always seemed really abstract until I used Michelle's method of going into the fairy tales, and then characters and the archetypal energies became, I found, really much more real and could be used to help, you know, help transform my life. So, so I really urge people in the club to try and get out to that live and ask your questions, and if not, there's always going to be the recording. So Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the call, and we had a couple of successes that were being reported before. I don't know if there's more people on the call right now. If people want to just briefly say what's happening in their life right now in terms of some successes or things that are coming out of the Money Marathon, that would be great to just hear. It's always encouraging to others. I'm talking to a lot of people privately and finding that there have been huge, huge shifts, and I'm really happy about that. So if anybody wants to share a little bit about that, just for a few minutes, and then we'll go into the clearing. And okay, so what I'm going to do now is take it off mute and just hear from you. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I hear Shelley. Did you want to just say a few words? I know some people heard it, but not everybody, just about what's been going on with you since the Money Marathon.
Okay.
And how things have shifted.
Yeah, just life is just amazing. I can hardly hang on. I need to come home and write down the miracles that are taking place here. Some very tiny, but lots really big for me. Running into a friend who I haven't seen in years, and somehow the conversation got to my book, and she popped into work the next day and bought two copies, brought another lady, and gave me the name of a contact that works with women in need, and just highly encouraged me to phone and carry. I do brain gym work, and she said that there's seniors, there's women that just don't have much and really need some help. So beautiful contact there. And just how meeting total strangers and getting into conversation with them and having just moved to tears with the deepness of the relationship that builds. And it's just so instant. It's just like these little, I'm so humbled by other people and how all of a sudden it's like my world is open and shells have fallen off, and wow, it's just magical. It's beautiful. And we're being showered with gifts that are just saving parts of our life. My husband and I were struggling and been working so hard, and someone just offers us a $600, $1,200 snowblower for maybe $600 beyond his cost. It was just out of the blue and just totally unexpected. So, yeah, I can hardly hang on. It's just so much fun now.
And that's great. And you're in the process of selling your building, aren't you, which was a huge decision you've made.
Yes. Oh, yes. And then my husband goes to, he's been working for the national women's hockey team here in Canada and doing massage for them. And he runs into a friend that he has known. He happens to be a sport medicine doctor, who turns around and says, "Do you have any rooms for rent in your clinic? I'd like to get out to St. Albert and work there." What? Unbelievable. So I said, "Don't control this one. Let the universe set this one up for us, because here we are trying to sell the building," and he comes up with that.
Oh, that's interesting. It sounds like Denise's story and Loretta's. Wow.
Yeah, so just
thank you.
Thank you.
And is there anything that you're feeling twinges on that you would like to further clear?
Well, you
how
know,
can it get any better than this?
I know. That's exactly it. And I got thinking, I don't know. I don't know what's up now. I guess just the ability to hang on to this and just cherish it. And as you were saying, keep moving it forward.
Wow. Oh, I'm so excited, because you guys were really being brave, and you were making a brave, brave step, and I know for both of you, and, a lot about your security was really at stake, which is always really frightening, so wow, Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Shelley, because
it's
inspiring, you know, because we all go through our dark times, and when we have successes, then it's always inspiring to others, you know, who may still be having you know, real challenges. So anybody else like to say anything in terms of what's been happening with them, and then we'll and what they need to be cleared on.
This is Denise.
Hello, Denise.
So, hi there. Well, I'll share first of all that we just experienced power outage, which wouldn't be
definite,
except we were out of power. We had some huge windstorms here the last couple of days, and we've been out of power for most of the time, almost 24 hours. And then it came back on, and now it's out again. So, you know, who knows? And it wouldn't be so bad, except that when we lose power, we also lose water. So our well is out. So anyway, we'll have to be scrambling around here in a little bit. But I wanted to share that we were in a similar circumstance. We had decided to sell the farm just because we couldn't afford it. It was just so many things to maintain and so much to do. And, you know, a decade ago I had intended to form community here, but it, for a variety of reasons over time, it did not work out. So we put the farm on the market, and sign is up and everything, and all of a sudden we have, you know, four really good friends come by and say, wow, we've just formed an intentional community in a really small house, and we're looking to, you know, to get a larger place, you know. Is there something possible here? Why would you sell your farm when this is possible? It's kind of where they started, and we were just amazed at so now, I mean, to make a long story short, we're moving out of the larger house, so we're moving to a smaller house on the property that we had just lost our renter, which was kind of precipitating us selling the farm, and we decided to move over there and rent the larger house, and so we will have some money flowing into the place, enough to maintain it at least, and so that's just amazing. And as far as clearing goes, you know, so the universe is at work here. I'm just along for the ride at this moment. But as far as clearing goes, I feel, you know, there's a lot happening. I have so much going on. I planted so many seeds over the last year or so in things that I've been working on that I'm just out of time. You know, I have no time to respond or do anything. And so I find myself at the moment resisting. I don't want to take anything more on, and I'm not making any offers, really, because I'm worried that I won't have the time to put into them. So there's because of my work, my job, which I haven't let go of yet. That's another year I have on that. I'm finding that I just really am hesitant to make offers. So I need to sort through that.
Good stuff. And you know, I've just been so inspired by the fact that you've been able to keep your farm. 'Cause, yeah, it's just a beautiful place. And you mentioned that you're having a community. I don't know if you mentioned, you may have mentioned elsewhere, but it's an intentional community of pretty amazing people. So it sounds like you'll be able to do some amazing things around permaculture and, the whole community that's I think will ripple out. And the resisting taking on any more. Yeah, why don't we might just take that in as a clearing and see. I know that there's probably, it's the case for a few other people if they're not on the call, because, you know, once you get in opportunities, then it's, you know, how do you manage it all? So good one. Anybody else want to say something? Loretta or Tyra, we've got five people, I think, on the call now.
Well, something good must be happening because I got up.
Is that Tyra?
Yes.
Or
I slept about 4 hours because of various things on my computer last night. And I got up at 9:45, and then I just couldn't maintain. And I just said, I went back, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to stay asleep, and I woke up. I mean, a lot of good things are happening, but that was the best thing that I was able to stay up. And I'm really looking forward to the day. I mean, there are a lot of good things. I know they're happening, and I can feel them, but
yes.
I don't know what they are exactly.
And you did. You told me the other day that you were getting clients after it kind of freezing up for a while. So that
a lot of clients are coming in on both my my program and individuals. I mean, I'm just getting calls that I really haven't had for years.
Wow.
It's a great relief because of finances, and it just, you know, they're small, but I can just feel it in the air. I can't really explain it.
But yeah,
just a lot of
yeah.
good things. There was something that happened yesterday. It's wonderful, but it's just too long to talk about. I'll tell everybody later because it's a big wine thing that went on that I drove by the theater that I really wanted to go to because my screenplay and my radio show are both about around the wine industry.
Yeah.
In Lake County, and it's something we're trying to do to help the economy, and I have in two creative projects, and I drove by the theater and it was sold out, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've just looked so much forward to this, and I went to my office for a little class, and I decided to call the theater and ask if I could come in after everybody got there to see if there's an extra spot. And she said, just a moment, please. And she went over, and she said, you're already registered, and you can come right ahead.
Wow.
And it was just wonderful, very historical and scientific four-hour, I don't know what you call it, seminar. And I learned so much and met so many nice people and saw people that I knew. And it was just, it seemed small, but it was just a really nice thing to happen. Because I thought I was going to be shut out, and there I was.
Oh, wonderful. So thank you, Tyra, and I'm so excited about all the things that are happening, and, you know, including, I think, you know, you'll be moving forward in your screenplay. And Loretta, anything to say before we go into some clearings?
Not now, Katie. Thank you for asking.
Oh. Okay, right. So I guess what I'm going to do is use what Denise has said, out of time. I'm feeling a little bit like this too. A lot of us are doing moves and, you know, big things are shifting and you need a lot. We've actually got to, funny, we rented out a house for quite a while we were in Mexico, and we brought visitors here as well as our main house, and nothing had happened about it for quite a while, so we kind of gave it up. And now all of a sudden we had a family who wants to come, and so I'm having to do a whole load of stuff to make it possible, and we're going to be opening, you know, up, you know, renting and doing some of the activities that we do, you know, with people who visit Mexico, including, you know, with my husband who does shamanistic stuff. And anyway, so not to go into great deal of detail, but I'm also finding I'm kind of jumping the thing around time. How can I? So, and I'm sure it's an issue with a lot of us. And of course, we're going into Christmas, so let's look at that, and we'll see. And I think the essence of this, Denise, from what I can hear from you, is kind of like when a lot is coming in, is really having to be solid in what's important and, you know, what you actually will have to say no to at some point. And, actually, Denise, because you're the one who brought it up, anything else you want to get in this one?
Well, I think that's exactly right, that there's so much possibility and so much happening that I have to choose. And also, there's a link with money because, I mean, much of what's taking my time right now I'm doing without pay, or I'm doing as part of other commitments that I have made in the past. And so, you know, I'm realizing, you know, I have a couple of clients that I could reach out to, for example, and make a substantial amount of money working on some projects for them. But right now, my time is so valuable and so precious that I won't have any time for myself if I do that. And so, you know, there's this link between time and money that's really, I'd rather have the time than the money, but then I get worried because I don't have the money. So it's just sort of this cycle I get in.
Yeah, and then it is actually, I guess, moving into the thing where you're not making, well, depending, because some commitments that we make, which take time and don't pay, we want to do anyway because they're so important to us.
Exactly.
So it's kind of, on the other hand, some of your, well, from what I know of you, and I won't reveal, but some of what you are able to do in the world gets blocked if you get caught in some of the things that you might still be caught in. So, you know, I mean, I'm not...
I have a lot of projects. Just say I have a lot of projects, and you know, and just one little example. I sit on a board for a nonprofit that's a really important nonprofit in our area, and I made the decision initially that I was going to back out of it. And right at the time that I made that decision, we lost the executive director, and we had to go. Now it's an organization in crisis, and all of a sudden I had a renewed energy to stick around and kind of navigate through that crisis. And I was the gal who sits as the chair of the board, we just hired a new executive director, and it's just not a good time to leave. And it would send the wrong signal to the community. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why I can't, you know, it's not that I can't, it's that I choose not to leave. But that organization has taken some time. And what I've been able to do is negotiate calling into at least every other board meeting instead of showing up because there's a distance I have to drive. And you know, but I've really had to negotiate my involvement with that. But at the same time, I really wanted to leave. You know, it was one of these things where, okay, I've decided that one's just got to go. And but I'm still in it. You know, so that's the sort of thing that happens. And there's a couple of things like that that have taken place where, you know, because of the role I'm in at the moment, I'm the one that is in that place. And, you know, I either take it up, and I realize I either do it 100% or I do it 0%. You know, there's no in between. I have to, and that's been tough, so.
Right. And it strikes me here is that there's a transition time. Like, one is the recognition that something may not serve you in the long run for where you're going, and that you may want to be moving into these bigger opportunities, and at the same time finishing up with projects that you've committed yourself to.
Exactly.
In the sense of ending gracefully. Yeah, I'm in the process of doing that too. And that takes a lot of time. So, okay, well, let's just go into it, and we'll see if these transitions can be more graceful. Here we go. If they can be that way. Yeah, of course they can. That's a belief. Okay, so even though I'm feeling really excited about all these opportunities and everything, I'm also feeling overwhelmed and not sure where to go and what to do and whatever. And I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm feeling really wonderful about all the opportunities. I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed about what to do next and how to do it. And I deeply love and accept myself, even though I'm so excited by all the opportunities. I'm a little afraid that I can't deal with it at all. And I deeply love and accept myself. Feels like everything's going so fast. It feels like everything's going so fast, so fast, so fast. And what if I can't control it? What if I can't control it? I have to control it. I have to control it. I have to control it. Things are going fast, 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 fast. So maybe I should put my foot on the brake. Maybe I should put my foot on the brake. Maybe I should put my foot on the brake, but not to stop it completely. Not to stop things completely, just to give myself a little time to adjust. a little time to adjust. And I'm still saying yes to the universe, thank you. And I'm saying all things will come in their good time, and that I need time to finish, and I need time to do things gracefully, to finish with things, to clear out the old. And clearing out the old, I'm going to give time to clearing out the old because it's important. I'm going to give time to tying up the bows of all the old stuff that just needs to go so that I can have my new life. And my new life is here. I don't need to worry that I'm going to be missing opportunities. I just need to get clear about what I really want to do, 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 what I really want to do. Get clear about it. And then look at what's serving me. Look at what I want to say yes to, and then look at what I want to say no to. And with the no's, maybe it's going to take a little while. Maybe it's going to take a little while just to do it well, to leave it with love, to leave with love, to leave with love, empowering those that are there to continue and empowering them to be the leaders they are, to be the leaders they are, to be the leaders they are. To be the leaders they are. Okay, that's the first round. Any response? Yes. Denise?
Yeah, I would just say
empowering
others seems to be
yeah.
what needs to happen.
Okay, yeah. And, okay. And anything else or anybody, we can do another round around this. And anything else that somebody wants to bring? Let me see if people have brought things and just remind me. Okie dokie. Well.
Katie, this is Denise
yes?
again. Just one other thought and actually feeling is the speed. You know, when you got into the speed of it, definitely what it feels like.
Okay. So, and yeah. And what about the thing that the opportunities are still kind of like that you can slow things down a bit, that the opportunities, the ones that you really want, aren't going to go away necessarily?
Yeah. I mean, that's a belief, isn't it? It's not... It's a belief that if you don't say yes, it won't be there tomorrow.
And, I mean, is that what you're feeling?
Well, you know, it probably is what's the thought that's driving the feeling. I think the true thought is actually there'll be more opportunities if I do slow down and I'm really centered in myself.
Right. Okay, so that's a good one. So why don't we do one more thing on that, and I'm sure that will be help a lot of people. And then what I'll do the healing codes in relation to this whole issue. Okay, and then we'll just sort of say what we're going to be doing for the day, which is the get it done part. So let me see. Anybody else want to say something? Because this is going to be our last clearing that we're doing. So if you want to put something in the pot or I've forgotten something from previous weeks, please do tell me.
Katie,
is there
a way to clear a computer?
You mean computers are getting in the way?
No. Well, they're not getting in the way. In my case, it's rather urgent. It is just that... it's like a trickster.
Okay. And that's okay.
And I spent 9 hours the other day on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And I called the company, and they couldn't even fix it.
Right.
And, you know, all that kind of thing. And then it got fixed completely. And now it's acting up again. I feel it's kind of like I'm projecting out this fear through my computer.
Right, and I find that often happens when I'm about to move forward, and
yeah.
There's some fear. It happens. It's happened a lot before money marathons sometimes, or programs I'm running. And what is your fear that you won't be able to, that things won't go as you felt they would?
No, that I can't get it typed.
Yeah, but beneath that, there's another fear. Maybe it's getting it, and maybe it wouldn't be as successful as you thought. That can sometimes be a fear.
That's always there, I think, with a creative project.
That's what I mean. I've never had a creative project where I haven't had great hopes and ideals, and then the opposite thing, which is what if it doesn't
go? It's a really, really strange block that just keeps...
Yeah. Okay, so we'll try and get in on that, and if not, we'll get at it another time. But we'll see what we can do with that. Okay. Anybody else?
Katie,
it's Loretta.
Okay. Whoops.
Right,
okay, so Loretta and Shelley, I heard.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Loretta.
Well, I was just aware, I made a decision this week to say no to something.
Yes,
and part of it was the sense that if I say no, I'm going to lose an opportunity.
Right.
And it was to have someone come and visit.
Yeah.
But the thing, it was a very strong disappointment for the person that I told it really wouldn't work this week because we're moving and there's a whole lot going on. But there's still a part of me that struggles with, what if I've hurt her and there's, no more opportunity to reconnect. It's really strange because she's not someone that I'm really close to. But when I was listening to Tabat about, the missed opportunities, I mean, I'm very glad I made the decision because we were without power all day yesterday, no running water, no electricity. And now it just went off again for us about a half hour ago, so it's been it's just chaotic beyond the normal things that happen when you're trying to move from one house to another. But I just want to be open, to letting go of having said no and seeing it as not just a missed opportunity, but as an opportunity to, I don't know how to express it, but it feels to me that is very deep in me, that if I say no to something, it will, number one, hurt another person, and also it will mean that I won't have that opportunity again. So I just wanted to tie into that.
Yeah. And thank you, Loretta, and it sounds like it's also the thought that if you say no, it's cutting off relationship with these people completely almost. And
yes.
So, which could be, like if Denise says no to some of the people she's working with and the way she is, she's saying no in a particular way, but who knows, later on they might, come on something to do with the permaculture thing or come on to some of the bigger projects. Who knows? And this person that you're talking about, who knows, you may have a chance to connect with her in a way that's much more meaningful. But we'll do the clearing for that. So, anything else, Loretta? And then then we have Shelley.
No, that's it. Thank you.
Great. Shelley?
Okay, just wanted to throw in the pot about moving into the new me that I've put on hold for so long, not knowing really what I'm to be doing or what it's going to look like, but just being able to trust that I will be given the next step, which it has been happening the last couple of days. Just really deepen that trust of the universe is just going to show you the next step or give you the next person to deal with or just have them. It'll just show up.
Wonderful. That sounds... that actually kind of goes in really neat, nicely with this, actually. So, let me see. I'm going to do a first little thing for Tyra. And then I'm going to go into this bigger, you know, like, well, they're both all big issues, but, and then I'll go into this, you know, like it won't be there tomorrow, the opportunities or, and the relationship thing that happens and, yeah, how to move forward, as Shelley said. So let's see what will happen here. So even though I'm really, I don't know why this computer keeps screwing up on me, even, or, well, let's do it more general for everybody. Even though I'm totally frustrated by having computers and power and all these things just go on me at the very time that I have to move ahead, and it really frightens me a little bit, and it overwhelms me even more. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like technology and computers and power and electricity all seem to go when I most need it. I deeply love and accept myself. What's going on? Trying to move forward, but everything goes. The computer doesn't work. It takes too many hours. Everything starts going, starts going, starts going. Everything physical in my life stops functioning when I need it to function, when I don't have all the money that I want to fix it. Things stop, 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 stop. That's the break. That's the break. That's the break. That's me putting the brake on the opportunities. Afraid that I can't say no when they come. Afraid that I can't say no when they come. Afraid what people might say to me. Afraid that maybe it won't work at all. Afraid that maybe it won't work at all. And then where will I be? Where will I be if it doesn't work? What doesn't work? What doesn't work? What if it all works? It just works in mysterious ways, works in mysterious ways, works in mysterious ways. Life works in mysterious ways. So what if the technology doesn't work right now? What am I going to do to make sure that I can still go forward? Taking the little steps, taking the little steps, taking the little steps. Taking the little steps, taking the little steps, and stopping sometimes and not getting in a panic, not getting in a panic. It'll all work out. It's not the end of the world when something goes wrong. It's not the end of the world. It can be fixed. It can be fixed. It can be fixed. And maybe the little break gives time to integrate, gives time to integrate, gives time to integrate, to integrate, to integrate, and integrate, to integrate, to integrate, to integrate. Okay, so that's first clearing. I'm going to do another clearing, which is a related, I mean, this is all related, actually, opportunity. Even though I feel like I'm moving into new territory, and it's coming at a very rapid rate. I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm moving into completely new territory and all the ground is shifting and that scares me a little bit, even if it is good, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have no clue as to what has totally unfolding, I deeply love and accept myself. I know the elements, I know the powers, I know what I have, I know my gifts, I know them now, I know them now, I know them now, I know my gifts, I'm very clear on my gifts, my ability to give, I'm very clear, and now the opportunities are beginning to cascade in front of me, they're beginning to form in front of me because I'm becoming clearer and clearer on what I want, what I want, what I want. I'm becoming clearer and clearer on what I want, on what I want. And no, opportunity is not going to go away if I say no. In fact, it's going to come in a better form when I say no to things that just don't suit me right now. And hey, you know, there's people who would like to work with me and I would be fabulous, but maybe they need to wait a little while longer to be just ripe. And maybe I need a little bit longer to be just ripe, ripe for the picking, ripe to go ahead. My fruit is ripening. My fruit is ripening. My fruit is ripening. So I'm going to give it time before I pick it. Before I pick it, I'm picking what my fruit, the fruit I want. I'm picking the fruit I want. I'm picking the fruit I want. And I'm letting go of that that is not good, that is bad, that has gone bad, that has a worm in it, that has thing. And I'm letting it go and drop to the soil and be used in other ways, but I'm not using it. At least I'm not. That's not the fruit that I want. That's not the fruit that I want. That's not the fruit that I want. Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to do another little one related to Loretta's. Even though I feel like when I say no, I'm hurting people and I'm breaking the relationship. I don't deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm hurting people and breaking the relationship when I say no, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm hurting and breaking the relationship when I say no, I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, I don't know about saying no. I don't know about saying no. It's such a powerful word. It's such a powerful word. It's blasting my existence. It's blasting my existence. It's blasting my relationships. It's changing. It's changing things. It's changing things. And I'm not sure if I can deal with that change of being a person that no longer says yes to everything. And begins to say, no, 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 and has people's feelings sometimes hurt, and it doesn't quite go into their plans, and they have to face disappointment, and they have to face things in themselves where they expected things from me which really weren't fair about me. They have to face things in themselves. They have to face things in themselves, so that's okay. And yes, maybe some people will not. I will miss the opportunity of having a relationship with them because they're not ready to have the relationship I want, and other people will just love it. Other people will love me being more real. And when I say yes, it will be a full-bodied, full-hearted yes, and people will love it, and people will feel it, and people will feel it. And I am becoming the person I always wanted to be because I am saying yes to what I want and no to what I don't want. And I'm going to be showing other people how to do that in this life. And wouldn't it be a great world if everybody just said yes to what they wanted and no to what they didn't want and didn't serve them and didn't serve them. So we're saying yes to what we want and no to what doesn't serve us at this part of our journey. And knowing that the universe has a much bigger plan. It's completely open to new miracles that we can't even imagine. And that the more we ask what is possible, what more is possible, what can be even better than this, how can this get any better than this, the more it will open. And sometimes saying no is leading to how can it get any better than this. Sometimes saying yes is. And the way we know is knowing it in our gut, knowing it how we feel about it, feeling the heaviness or the lightness, feeling the heaviness or the lightness. Okie dokie, there we go. We have a moment for a few comments if people like, and then we're going to go into the healing codes. Anything anybody wants to bring up, or we'll just go straight to the healing codes?
Well, I would like to bring up that there are some deeper issues going on that are coming up for me that I've avoided.
And
I don't want to deal with them.
Okay.
I just don't want to deal with them. It's all too complex.
Right. Okay.
Complex.
Okay. And you can decide not to deal with them right now, that you have enough to deal with, and just kind of note them down. And we'll, just see what you feel you can handle right now. And then maybe at the next, clearing session, we might be able, if you're ready then, to kind of do a little bit around it, then you can.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So anybody else? Or we'll go into the, sorry? I heard some breath. Okay. So here we go then. I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories and all resulting physical issues related to me being afraid of opportunity and afraid of just riding the wave of opportunity, and to saying no when and knowing that the opportunity or the opportunities better than the ones before me will be available, that there's an endless flow of opportunities, that those beliefs that get in that way be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the divine. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And as the truth-focused statement, we can have... I'm just going to say you can adapt it for your individual things or just focus on the feeling of feeling good, but I am riding the wave of opportunity. And there's the word gracefully. Okay. So anyway, you can use that or something else that comes up. So the main thing is to focus on that relaxing, and whatever negative stuff comes up, just let it seep out of your body. Just go out of the body. You don't have to focus on it, but you don't have to focus on not feeling it. It's just let it ride through. Okay, so... pointing the hands in between the eyebrows. And then taking the hands and pointing them to the area at the throat, which for men is the Adam's apple. I have all the time in the world for the opportunities that fit me to a T. I have all the opportunities and all the time. And saying no allows me to say the big yes to my big why. Saying no allows me the opportunity to say yes. Saying no to running around like crazy all the time allows me to say opportunity to breaks and joy and a really active life and being able to see clearly. I can see clearly my opportunities what I need to say yes to and what I need to say no to. Okay, go to the corner of the jaws. And directing the energy here. It's okay for people to feel hurt or displaced or not knowing what they're going to do because I say no. That empowers them to get the help from where they need, whether it's from themselves or from other people than me. Okay, then the side of the temples. Then in between the eyebrows again. I am saying yes to having space in my life. Space to think, space to feel, space to be. Knowing that this space will let me say yes to what I really want and the life I really want. And knowing that busy, busy, busy is a way to avoid my real feelings about everything. Letting go, letting go, letting go of the past. Wrapping up the ends of past projects, of past obligations in ways that suit me and allow me to go forward. Okay, down to the throat. I'm accepting that this is a time of transition and that I'm doing some things that in the future I may rather choose to stop, and I'm letting them end gracefully with love and connection so that I can go forward in love and connection. I'm cleaning out the cobwebs. I'm cleaning out the cobwebs of my house, of my business, of my existence, of my memories. I'm cleaning it out so that I can write a new story. Side of the temples. Letting go of old stories. Letting go of old stories, letting go of old people, of old relationships, of old obligations. Saying no to the past. Not in a way that is negative, but just in a way that welcomes the future. Just letting the past go. Tying up the ribbons of the past so that I can go on this new run, this new this new way of living. Okay, so putting your hands on top of your head and just letting them stay there for a moment, and then when you're ready, dropping them to the side and looking out at your environment around you and resting your eyes on something beautiful. One of the beautiful things that you have in your life. Whether it be looking at nature outside or a window or something that you have of your personal possessions, whatever, just rest your eyes on it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, if anybody wants to make a comment in relation to this aspect of the call, they can do it now. If not, I'm going to turn off the recording and we're going to do the get it done stuff, which we don't have recorded usually. So just anything before we end this part of the call? Okay.
I would like to just say that it's very, very deep healing, and it's very
great,
deeply spiritual.
Thank you. Yeah. And, well, so what I'm going to do, unless I hear somebody else say pipe up pretty quickly, is just turn off the recording. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. And, yeah. And for those who weren't on the call today, we're just, who will hear this recording, we're sending love and clearing around these same issues for you.